This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Ethan Thomas Walls has pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated, first offense in a recent court hearing. The plea stems from an incident on November 1st in Caseville near Maine and Michigan roads where the defendant was found driving with blood alcohol content level of 0.206. The court accepted the guilty plea and imposed a six-month probation term. Conditions include paying $675 in fines and costs, completing an AIAP program, and performing 24 hours of community service, all by specific deadlines in 2026. Notably, the defendant is prohibited from consuming alcohol, but has an exception allowing presence in bars for employment-related maintenance work. License sanctions will be handled separately by the Secretary of State. And on January 22nd at 7:19 p.m., officers from the Port Huron Police Department responded to the 3000 block of 26th Street for a report of a physical domestic assault in progress. As officers arrived on the scene and approached the residence, the suspect began firing shots towards the officers. Officers took cover and established a perimeter around the residence. Additional resources immediately responded to the scene, including the Port Huron Police Department Special Response Team and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office Special Response Team. During the incident, the suspect fired multiple rounds towards officers from an upstairs window. Officers with the Port Huron Crisis Negotiation Unit briefly spoke with the suspect. When further attempts to communicate were unsuccessful, a drone was deployed into the residence to assist in locating the suspect. Using the drone, officers located a male subject who appeared to be unresponsive in an upstairs bedroom. The special response team then made entry into the residence and located the suspect, deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No officers were injured during the incident, and it remains under investigation at this time with no additional information available. As major tech companies look to build data centers across the United States, communities in Michigan's Thumb may soon face tough questions about electricity costs and infrastructure. These facilities use enormous amounts of power, and while companies like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta say they will cover their own energy needs, there are few firms' rules making sure they will. In other states, especially in the Mid-Atlantic, rapid data center growth has already driven electric bills up much higher as local grids struggle to keep up. Now, with big tech scouting new locations, Thumb residents are wondering whether similar projects here could strain our power system and raise rates for local families and businesses. Some tech companies claim they will fund new power lines and upgrades tied to the facilities, but many of these agreements are confidential and hard for the public to verify. That lack of transparency leaves uncertainty about who really pays in the long run. If large data centers come to the Thumb, local leaders may have to balance new jobs and investment against the risk of higher electric bills for rural customers. And now a word from our sponsors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers, located on the north side of Bad Axe. At our store, every piece of jewelry is crafted with love and attention to detail. We believe that jewelry is more than just an accessory. It's a way to tell your story. From beautiful engagement rings to sparkling necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and more, our collection is designed to make every moment shine. Whether you're celebrating a love story, looking for a gift, or simply treating yourself, we're here to help you find the perfect piece. We also offer custom designs to create a beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece that is exclusively yours. We're dedicated to providing personalized service and building lasting relationships with our customers. We'd love to be part of your special moments. Visit McKenzie Jewelers today, where every piece tells a story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with two obituaries for today. Vita Chrisman, age 80, passed away January 22nd. She was born May 12, 1945, in Detroit, Michigan. Vicky adored her pets and is survived by her husband of 50 years, Jeff Chrisman, her children Barbara, Robert, and Jeffrey, her six grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. A celebration of Vicky's life will be held on January 30th at the Ramsey Funeral Home on Harbor Beach from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Doris Jean Hesley Hagden, 92, of Harbor Beach, passed away Thursday, January 22nd. She was born on January 2, 1934, in Detroit. Doris and Charles Hagden were united in marriage September 19, 1953, in Kindy. Doris is survived by her children Janine Quinn, Robert Hagden, Nancy Seaman, Paul Hagden, Diane Hagden, 14 grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Doris will be held on Thursday, January 29th at 11:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. And visitation for Doris will be Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, with visitation on Thursday at the church beginning at 10 a.m. till service time at 11:30 a.m. Memorials may be given to the Family Discretionary Fund, and you can share your memories online at RamseyFH.com.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
And we're back with more news. The U.S. government is facing a potential shutdown as lawmakers struggle to agree on a new funding package. Democratic leaders in the Senate have indicated they may block the current proposal if it includes specific funding allocations for the Department of Homeland Security following recent controversies. The deadline for a budget agreement is fast approaching, with both sides of the aisle expressing concern over the impact on federal employees. Negotiations are expected to continue through the night as leaders attempt to find middle ground. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney stated Canada has no intention of pursuing a free trade agreement with China. This statement was a direct response to threats from the U.S. to impose 100% tariffs on Canadian goods if such a deal were signed. The announcement aims to de-escalate trade tensions within North America. Carney emphasized that Canada remains committed to its existing partnership with the U.S. while seeking to diversify its global trade through other channels. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Kendi, or Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.